Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Cell phone. And not being
this is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. Jason and I were talking about cell phones, and I mentioned that I used to have one, and I'm delighted to not have one because people used to call me all the time for entertainment. And I could be in my truck hauling a heavy trailer, and they, what are you doing? Where are you? Really? And that pretty much has gone away, except people still call the landline after, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 years of not having a cell phone. They still call the house and say, so where are you? I'm in the studio. Or I'm in the kitchen. Oh, jeez. And speaking of cell phones or landlines, we have a service that used to be provided by CenturyTel. It became CenturyLink. CenturyTel was great. CenturyLink was terrible. And now it's Brightspeed. Brightspeed has taken over and is absolutely, I can't believe it's worse than CenturyLink was. It is so bad, I can't make calls. Well, I can make some, but I'm thinking somewhere between one half and three quarters of the calls I try to make do not go through. I got an email. The email's working. But I got a call. I got an email from one of our students in Pennsylvania. I tried a couple times yesterday to call him, and I got a message that, we're sorry, your call cannot go through. Please try again later. And I got a call from the technical support guy who's in this county in Missouri. And he said, here's my number. List the date and time of calls you try to make, and he will track it down because it's not in our local network switch. It's somewhere else in Missouri. He thinks he knows where, but he needs to track it down with the date and time and the number of the calls I'm trying to make. So I have a list of those. So I called his cell phone, his personal cell phone, which he gave me to give him this information. The calls won't go through. The calls will not go through. Let's see. Let's try it. Let's see if that works. I don't know. Maybe you can hear this. That's pretty polite, isn't it? Sorry, but your call cannot be completed. That's what we get when we try to make phone calls. Unbelievable. And I got to tell you, Brightspeed is the worst in the universe. In the universe, in my opinion. And they say that, we'll send a guy out there, and if it's on you, if it's your problem, it's up to $99 charge, and an adult must be there, or it's a $99 charge. They give me all these things that they're going to do to me, and frankly, the problem is their system isn't working. Americans are absolutely frustrated with the level of incompetence, the level of poor quality products, etc. And the people who are running the show are destroying the planet. Our phone service used to be about $19.95 a month, and it hit $100 in 17 years. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello there, Vincent. How are you today? I started in California. I just learned a few minutes ago on the theme of communication that there was on Wednesday, okay, so yesterday for us now, but, you know, because we're on the other side of the world, a catastrophic radio system failure on the Sydney rail network, and it shut down the entire railway network because they didn't have radio communications on the rail network. So I think that it's a similar theme to what you were talking about, so I thought I would mention that, and I only just found out about it. And it was utter chaos. You know, just the whole, you know, I don't know if you've ever seen a CBD in gridlock, where there's nobody getting in, nobody getting out. Everybody trying to call Ubers, taxis, everything, you know. Buses that are supposed to be going to location X and they end up going to location Y, but they haven't changed the number on their board. And it was just utter chaos. And these were all the sorts of stories that were being told by the poor commuters that were in this situation. And everything's falling apart. And there's nothing that anyone can do about it. Does that make sense?
Well, I know a young gal who lives on the East Coast. And sometimes this young gal commutes into Washington, D.C. And she takes the rail line. It's called VRE, Virginia Railway Express. They have all kinds of problems because they share the rails with other train companies. And sometimes there's a power outage and the train stops. Sometimes there's a problem with the train in front of them, and it has to stop, so all the trains have to stop. Because this is serial, right? Serial with an S, meaning they use the same track going the same direction, or they use the same track going the opposite direction. So it has to be managed so that these trains don't smash into each other and that one can follow the next. Well, it's not working so well. So when there's a power problem, the train won't operate, the air conditioning won't operate. If one train stops, it's like a traffic jam. It's just what you're talking about, like a CBD, Central Business District, except it's on the rail. And sometimes it's really, really hot, and sometimes it's really, really cold. And when the train stops, there's no heat. And the passengers freeze. And they have to open the doors so there isn't a riot in the train. It's unbelievable. And people say, you know, mass transit, that's where it's at. All right, well, thank you, but I ain't going on it. I'm not flying on planes. I am not going to be held hostage by people I don't know. And that's the problem. I just want to live out here in the middle of nowhere. I don't want to bother anybody, and I don't want them to bother me. That's, by the way, didn't you find that in my lineage? I mean, you did some research into my bloodline, and, you know, I didn't know this, but it seems that the lineage in Europe of my bloodline is that's exactly what the Finelli family wants to do. We don't want to be bothered, and we want to be left alone, and we don't want to bother anybody. Just leave us alone. And I think it's in my DNA, and I can't help it. But I think also in my DNA is that I'm a fighter, like maybe a warrior. Is that true or is that not true?
Yes, that's actually true. Shall I discuss that for a moment?
If you'd like to.
Okay. I was actually doing some other research about, because I married a man who was Celtic, you know, a Scottish Highlander, actually a Highland, a Jewish Highlander, but a Highlander. And so I was doing some genealogical research about the Celtic Jews in, about the Celts in Europe. okay, not Celtic Jews, just Celts in Europe. And I stumbled across a map of this particular clan, and I thought, now that's really interesting, because it seems to be all the areas of Italy that you are mentioning that your family might have come from. And so I went on to, actually it was Google, I think, and because they're the ones who have all these sorts of apps. And so I typed in Finale family name or whatever, map or whatever. And it came up with exactly the same footprint for this particular name that I'd stumbled across. And I did some more research, and I found out that the Finales were one of the main family groups of this particular Celtic clan. And I found out that they were actually Vikings. There was a big crossover, by the way, between the Celts and the Vikings, including that they're found in Danish bogs, massive and ornate religious artifacts, clearly Celtic religious artifacts depicting Celtic gods in Danish bogs. So that's you know, where that link comes in. And it turns out that this tribe came down from Europe into Italy in ancient times, fought with the locals for a bit, and then just settled there. And, you know, the locals, they've been living alongside the locals, basically, ever since. And to this day, they trade amongst themselves, the Finale, trade amongst themselves. They live more or less separate lives from all of the other families around them. And they were described as being Vikings, and they were described as being berserkers when they first came to the area. And that was, then I knew that I'd hit the muzzle load of genealogical research, because I remembered you saying that you thought that perhaps your father had been a berserker. He had that DNA of being a berserker. And so when I heard that, you know, this particular family group, when they first moved into the area, that they were the berserkers. And I thought, now, isn't that really, really interesting? And that was all of the things that you've described, that just wanted to be left alone, traded amongst themselves, and what's more, by trade, they were cattle farmers. They're still cattle farmers. And, you know, that's just what they do. And the locals will trade with them sometimes, but they mostly just want to be left alone. You know, but because they have such good cattle, the locals come there sometimes and they want to buy cattle, and so they will deal with the locals. But they don't really trust them, and, you know, that's just how it is. And it was all the list of things that you described as being your traits, and I said, well, what do you know?
Yeah, well, and that was without me knowing about this lineage.
You didn't even know I'd done that research. I didn't know I was going to do that research. It was a rabbit trail that I more or less stumbled across.
All right. We'll be right back. And what about the Romans? How did the Finales get along?
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's America's only full-time radio correspondent in Australia. And she is an environmental scientist, a degreed environmental scientist. She lives in a mud brick farm in Australia. And she lives off-grid. So the perspective that you're going to be hearing when you listen to Gwyneth in class, when she's at the front of the class on Wednesdays, is much from that perspective, as well as a very brilliant author of four books, and she's a fabulous researcher. So Gwyneth, the Finelli family and the Romans, how'd they get along?
They didn't. they certainly don't. There were a number of Celtic invasions of Rome, and often they would end with the Celtic chief taking the Roman emperor hostage and demanding his weight in gold, or they would do something to him. And that included the clan that the Finales come from, which is Schwabi is the name of the clan. And
before you discuss that, how can we talk about the berserkers for just a second?
Yeah.
My understanding is
the Schwabi
berserkers
basically are berserkers. Okay.
And those.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
The berserkers are those who would lead the charge during a battle. And for some reason, they had the ability that they were violent. They were out of control. They could withstand being shot with arrows and keep going forward. And they seem to have this somewhat unique ability to do that, and they wreaked havoc during battles. And so the term berserk, or he's gone berserk, means he's gone crazy. And as I think about my attitudes that have been with me lifelong, and I've never had this discussion with my parents. I didn't know this until I just put the pieces together and mentioned it to Gwyneth on a phone call one day, not on the air, and she filled in some of the rest of this. But my father, when I was growing up, a neighborhood high schooler who was on the track team for running put a cherry bomb in our mailbox, and it went off, and my dad heard it, and this track star was running down the road way, way ahead of the mailbox, and my father chased him, and he was in his 40s, and I found out who this guy was later on. He said, "I can't believe that old guy. He could outrun me." So this high school guy was a track star in his prime, like a senior in high school, and he couldn't believe that my 40-plus-year-old dad could outrun him. And my dad was going to catch him. And I think he was going to teach him a lesson. So there are these things that, I put the pieces together. And another time, I was stranded with my car, my old AMX. 1968 AMX, it broke down, and I went to a phone, called my dad, and asked him if he could help me or pull it home. And I was in a place I hadn't been, and on the side of the road, and he came. And then there was this gang of many, I'm thinking five people. And they were coming toward us, and it looked like, we were hunched over the engine working on it. And these guys were coming toward us, and it looked like they were going to kill us. And my dad had some wrenches in his pocket, maybe 10 inches long. And he handed me one. He took one. He said, "Look, Vinny, we're going to get hurt. But you see that little guy? We're going to kill him." And that's because they were going to kill us for no reason. That's a berserker.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
USA News Update. The daylight abduction of a group of U.S. citizens in Mexico highlights the perils of crossing the southern border into territories run by drug cartels. Former Attorney General Bill Barr says the Mexican government has lost control of its territories because of the money and number of drug cartels in country. Senior advisor at Global Guardian Rob DiAmico on Fox News says American sovereignty is being disrespected around the world.
It actually does. I've been in lots of these, both Iraq, Afghanistan, Africa. We've chased people all over Africa and brought them back for piracy. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot. It's a case of mistaken identity. They were going down there. They got lost. You have to check travel alerts. I work for Global Guardian, puts those out all the time.
In the Mexico kidnappings, two of the U.S. citizens were murdered, and two others have been returned to the United States. Lance Pry, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Cheetah, you've got your.
Take my. When you go to the
for
2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Gwyneth Isis is with us. And, Gwyneth, my father enlisted during World War II. And he did tell me the term 90-day wonder. 90-day wonder. And that was a term that was used for people who were potential officer material. And they would test them for IQ, and they would test them for lots of different physical attributes. And my dad, who I believe enlisted around 18 years old to fight the Japanese after they attacked our country at Pearl Harbor, He and a whole bunch of young guys were incensed with what Japan had done. And they were going to defend the United States from the war on us by Japan and a few days later, Nazi Germany. So he went through this testing program, and they made him a 90-day wonder. He became a first sergeant, and he led. And he was in the Philippines, and he was part of the U.S. Army defending the Filipinos against the atrocities that the Japanese were committing in the Philippine Islands. So his thinking, I think, a lot of it came genetically from his lineage. And that story about me being stranded with my broken down car and him just reaching into his back pocket instinctively, handing me one wrench, he kept one, and he said, "This is going to be terrible, this is going to be bad, we're really going to get hurt. But, see that little guy in the gang? We are going to focus all our energy on him, and we're going to kill him. Because they were going to kill us." Now, he was not looking. We weren't looking for trouble, we didn't start any trouble. We're just two guys with our heads under the hood trying to get the car started. That's all we were doing, and this gang was going to show us who's what. And he said that in such a way, he leaned over to me when they were close enough to hear it, because they were just walking. They weren't running towards us. They were just walking. And you could see that they were looking for a dust-up. And he said, he looked at them, spoke to me so that they could hear it without yelling at me, but pointing in to that little guy and saying, "We're going to have to kill him." And then when they heard that, they realized that he wasn't kidding. They realized that this was going to be so bad that they were going to have to go home to their parents and say, "Yeah, we got little Johnny killed. Because we attacked these two guys who were trying to fix their car." And they didn't want to go home and do that. So they backed off immediately. So, you know, when I think about that, and when I think about what happened in Virginia, when I lived there, the county government was all behind putting a dump right on top of an aquifer in a black area. When I say black, I'm talking about black people, where they were concentrated, and they thought that the blacks wouldn't fight. Well, I joined the blacks. Actually, I led the blacks in this fight. And I taught them about what was going to happen to their neighborhood, their village. And the leadership of the county government called one of my friends, the wealthiest guy in the county. And he said, "You know this guy, Vanilla?" And my friend said, "Yeah." "Well, what do you think of him?" "Well, I think he's a good guy." "Do you realize that that guy will eat your lunch?" He's talking about me. And the county guy was saying to my friend that I would eat their lunch. They were terrified of me. Absolutely terrified. Because somehow, these Virginians, these blue bloods, thought that I would be out of control, crazy, and go berserk. And they were absolutely right. And we beat them. We literally beat those guys such that that dump never entered into our county. And there are only two instances when a landfill company, a trash company, and this was the number two, Allied Waste, there's only two instances in the United States where they lost the fight at that point, you know, up to that point. And the county I was in was one of those two. And I learned that after the fight. But I also learned that there are people who would say, "We're behind you, we're behind you." And that's what happens to berserkers. There are people who are behind them because the berserkers lead the charge. And then, as the fight finally drew to a close and we had won, I turned around to see who was behind me. You know, that "we're behind you 110% nonsense. That's what people say. There's nobody behind me. Nobody. And that's when I realized I was leading a bunch of pansies. And I decided that, and among a couple other reasons, that I didn't want to be there anymore. I didn't want to live there anymore. I didn't want to protect people who were a bunch of weaklings. So the Finelli family pulled up roots and moved to Missouri. And that's what we did. And all we want to be is left alone. Leave us alone, everything will be just fine. But try stealing our cows, and Vinny comes unglued. Try stealing Vinny's property, Vinny comes unglued. But if someone needs help, I am more than willing to help whenever I can, as much as I can. But don't steal from me. Don't steal from me. Don't try to hoodwink me. Don't lie to me. Everything will be fine. I love our friends, I love our family, but when someone tries to hurt a friend or a family, I come unglued. And I think that's something that I can't help. And if you think about it, if you think about my behavior on air, it's what I'm like. I'm really like that. Gwyneth, any comments?
I would actually love to make epigenetics the theme of today's broadcast, if you don't mind, because I think that if people can realize who they are and their strengths and their weaknesses according to their ancestry and, you know, who they are epigenetically and really get to know themselves, that's half the battle won. And the Chinese have a proverb. It's actually, I think, in The Art of War by Sun Tzu, a very famous military textbook, thousands of years old. But if you know your enemy, then probably about 50% of the time you're going to win. If you know yourself, about 50% of the time you're going to win. And if you know your enemy and yourself, then 100% of the time you are going to win. And I think that's what you're talking about, Vincent. It's about...
My dad was about 6 feet tall, blonde hair, blue eyes. I have brown hair, brown eyes. My dad was an athlete. There's no question about it. He was a track athlete in high school. And when I was in elementary school, we used to have this rope in gym, and you know, you climb this rope to the, it's hung from the ceiling of the gym. And the athletic instructor, you know, showed us, and one person would hold the rope, and then you'd use your legs and your arms to climb up this rope. Not me. I could climb that rope hand over hand without using my legs at all. No one else could do it. Nobody. I could do more push-ups, more sit-ups faster than anybody in the school. And I was one of the smallest guys in the school, physically. You know, I'm 5'7", 135, 136, 138 pounds. 138 when I'm overweight. And I'm not trying to brag. I'm just saying that's just the way it is. So when it comes to a battle, I'm one of the smallest, if not the smallest guy there. But I'm usually up front. It's amazing. And I can't help it. And when I see something that goes wrong, I guess I go berserk. I guess that's why I can't detach. I guess that's why. Because I see so many things that are broken. Things that other people can't see. They have no idea that everything's broken. And maybe, Gwyneth, maybe that is something... And I am not trying to brag, class, about being 5'7". Believe me. I came to a meetup, a bunch of meetups in Springfield, and there was a new gal that showed up. And she heard my voice and on the radio, and she looked at me at Ziggy's restaurant. She goes, "You're Vin Finelli? The smallest guy in the room." You know, that's what she was saying. I think that USA prepares the instructors. I think many of us are just like me. They are, in some way, shape, or form, the equivalent of a berserker, someone who leads when they think something is broken or wrong. They are protectors of those who they think need to be protected, and they do it at their own peril. I think that's who we are. Gwyneth, what do you think?
I'm literally nodding. I'm literally nodding as you're saying that. I really am, because that's how it's been in my life. I mean, my husband died when my youngest son was 3 months old. And a couple of times I had to take my children and flee for my life with them. And some states I can never, ever go back to. In fact, there's a couple of states where I would be in mortal danger if I ever went back to either of those states. But I knew that if I stayed, my son's lives would be destroyed and my life would be destroyed. And so I had to get out of there, and it was a decision that I made just to put us all in the car and leave. And not really having any idea of where we were going, just that we all had to be elsewhere. And it takes probably quite a bit of courage to walk out on your entire life. So I've done that twice in my life and set everything up all over again in my new location. And I've done that twice.
Well, if you're saying something, you're saying something very, very important. And let me just put an exclamation point on this.
Yeah.
So you left a comfortable area, what would normally be a comfortable area, as I'm understanding this, and you had,
yeah.
And you felt in your mind you had to leave. Well, class, most people can't do that. And when we come back, I'm going to prove it to you. And I'm going to connect some dots with USA Prepares instructors. And did they do that? Did they do what Gwyneth did? You'll find out right after these few short commercial announcements.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, you're hearing this the same time I am. And I'm just trying to connect some dots, find the threads that tie us all together here at USA Prepares. So, who moved? Well, Dr. Sheely moved from, I believe, Wisconsin to Missouri. That's a pretty big move. Dr. Sergei Sheely Sorin moved from the former Soviet Union to, I believe, the New York City area, where he was a doctor in hospital or two or three in New York City. And he moved to Missouri. And then we have Rich Sheban, who moved from New York City to Montana. And of course, we have Gwyneth, who moved to the middle of nowhere. Rich is in the middle of nowhere. And then we have me. I moved to the middle of nowhere from Virginia. Kyle and Kathy, I don't know. But I'll ask them. And maybe they'll share that on the air, or maybe they won't. And then we have Greg. He lives in the middle of nowhere. Now, he didn't start in the middle of nowhere, but he moved to the middle of nowhere. And then we have, in Utah, and then we have Bert, who moved from the East Coast to the West Coast. It's almost impossible to go much farther than Bert went, unless he went to Alaska. So that's a thread that kind of ties some of our thought processes together as USA Prepares instructors. And there's another point that when I said I can prove it to you, not everybody seems to be wired to do this. Not everybody can do this. And I'm not talking about financially, because where there's a will, there's a way. But what happens is people think they want to do what we've done. They like the idea of what we've done, but something stops them. And the proof is that I had 640 acres, one square mile, that I could have bought and sold it for about $1,200 to $1,500 an acre. No profit for me, just to help people build a village, and it was magnificent. And I mentioned it on the air for months. There's only one person who was remotely interested in doing that. Now think about this. 2 acres for $2,400. 5 acres at $1,200 to $1,500 an acre. Land that had one way in, one way out, had streams, hills. Almost like a gated village. It was all there. Woods, pasture. It's perfect. Couldn't get anybody to pay attention. Except for one person, who I don't even think was paying attention. I think this person might have even been a provocateur or an infiltrateur. So most people can't do it. And the people who I lived in the village with in Virginia, a lot of them were blue bloods. And their families were there with the initial invasion, Jamestown. And those people wouldn't leave because their kin was there. They're all there. And nobody would leave because they'd be leaving their family. They wouldn't do it. Even if opportunities, costs, everything was better, they still wouldn't do it. Because they wanted to be near their kin, whom they didn't always like.
Sure.
So, that's the truth. So this is not for everybody, hardly anybody. And, you know, I used to think there was 10% of us, 5% of us, 3%, 2%, 1%, 1/10 of 1%. Now I know it's 1 in 10,000 who are like us. And that's why we're not the biggest broadcast in the world, although I think we're the best. USA Prepares. I really believe that. I believe we're the best in the business, especially when you consider nobody pays us to do anything. There's no income. None. All volunteers. And how long have your instructors been with us? Dr. Shealy, 12 years. 12 years. Name one other broadcast that has had a volunteer teacher for 12 years. Name one. I don't think you can. I don't think there is such a thing other than USA Prepares. Rich Sheehan, Gwyneth, Kyle, Kathy, Bert, Greg. Rich, I mean, really, we are absolutely unique. And I don't mean that in an incorrect way. I mean, we are unique. There's just one of us. There's nothing like us. And that's because of the genetics and the nurture and the environment that we've all been part of that makes us the way we are. I think there are more people who could be like us, like the faculty and the students. I think there could be. But it takes intestinal fortitude, as my father would say. And that's probably another berserker term, intestinal fortitude. Guts. Gwyneth, I'd love to hear your comments on the way back, and let's talk about epigenetics. And you are what you are, but you know you can improve. You really can. You can make everything better if you want to.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.